Put away your cell phone. Michael Buffer has just stepped into the ring. Breathe in pure energy and prepare to join in with his voice. Buffer builds anticipation, chatting with the referees and mat attendants before he takes a microphone and calls for the bell. Here it comes. Let's get ready, dude! Greetings, I'm Tom Laporte. Welcome to this edition of Public Scholarship Postcards. I stopped short in the famous phrase, as I understand Michael Buffer has some sort of copyright on Let's Get Ready to Rumble. No matter, you know what time it is. It's spring, and that means it's time for the wrestling classic, WrestleMania. Over the years, promoters have referred to World Wrestling Entertainment's annual main event as the grandest stage of them all, the showcase of immortals, the show of shows, the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment, and the Super Bowl of sports. I like to think of professional wrestling as the American Odyssey, the greatest stories ever retold. Many literary scholars suggest that every written and oral story is in some shape or fashion simply Homer's tales being retold. This analogy consistently appears in the tales of professional wrestling. Like Homer's Iliad and Odyssey, there are many, many wrestling vignettes that include a hero's quest knitted together by numerous small stories within a greater adventure. Wrestling narrates the human experience in the ring. Writers, wrestlers, and fans are sympathetic to the concept of struggle as it gets lived out on the mat. Carolyn Vargas wrote, "The heart of any story in some form is conflict. Without conflict, there's no story." And I suggest it's the story linked to conflict that creates significance for professional wrestling. The whole of professional wrestling works because viewers understand it at conscious and subconscious levels. Human beings wrestle with one another. Human beings wrestle with the ideas of the divine. Humans wrestle with ideas they don't understand. Human beings wrestle with the concepts of life and death. All of the above and many others can be found in ancient literature through the tales of Homer's Iliad and Odyssey. Wrestling is part of the human experience, and as such, finds itself narrated through the same old stories time and time again. And I argue that works of literature become classics as the words scattered across their revered pages call us to rumble as fierce competitors, as innocent bystanders, and as rabid spectators. Wrestling viewers tend to make personal and cultural connections in the same fashion. Stories told in professional wrestling reveal power and truths through a myriad of viewpoints. Various matches take conflict and create meaningful narratives that bind people to one another and to the bigger story. These include frustrations and anxieties, along with countless others. Now, if you're still listening, I'm sure many of you are thinking, "Tom, you know wrestling is fake." That comment, offered all too often about professional wrestling, could not be any further from the truth. Sure, professional wrestling is not a true competitive sport. However, what it is dynamic storytelling, and there's nothing fake about that. Wrestlers, commentators, and promoters tell stories. One and all, they spin yarns very, very well. The tales from the ring work by virtue of incorporating a number of important conventions and motifs, like conflict. And make no mistake, first and foremost, wrestling builds on the basics of competition and rivalry. It's the same foundation that we find in every sporting event. Moreover, wrestling incorporates drama, collective consciousness, historical narrative, grand quests, heroes, villains, and pop culture. By virtue of including storylines to the wrestling matches, the athletic action gets transcended by representations of relevant and meaningful human experiences. And here are just a few areas of conflict that the average viewer understands on a personal level. In the wrestling match, you might find conflict with foreign countries, with politics and governments. One of my favorites in this area came during the 2008 presidential election when candidates John McCain, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama all appeared on Monday Night Raw, a WWE program, using the stick of current or previous wrestlers. And as it turns out, the voters could smell what the Barack had cooking. There's also conflict between geographical regions, think North versus South, within and across gender, racial and ethnic conflict finds its way into the wrestling matches, religion, and here's another one, it was a good example, they had a faction called Nation of Domination, and that turned out to be more of a twist on the Nation of Islam, which sort of failed as a power group, but it did make the segue for superstardom for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Big business as a concept presents constant clash between wrestlers and the powers that be within the corporations that run the particular wrestling show. And I'd be remiss not to mention the Battle of the Billionaires at WrestleMania 23 that pitted the WWE CEO Vince McMahon against Donald Trump. Wrestling shows conflicts caused by groups and cliques, conflict in the family, parents, siblings, and more. And of course, the age-old internal and external conflict between good and evil. Professional wrestling scriptwriters regularly allow for triumph to happen where evil wins the day over good. And here, they provoke conflict on many fronts. By the very nature of that process, they build hope in the fans who are on the side of good, along with repeated viewership to witness the day when justice will be served. Hope and pain appeal to viewers, particularly in the United States. Watching various matches allows for metaphorical resonance of sorts, and it is here where wrestling works magic. The storylines are adapted to keep hope alive and to foster conflict, so that current and future generations of spectators will get ready to rumble! I'm Tom LaPorte. Thanks for listening to this Public Scholarship Postcard. I hope you'll join us again.